The Lion Who Wanted to Zoom by James Thurber.
There was once a lion who coveted an eagle's wings. So he sent a message to the eagle asking him to call. And when the eagle came to the lion's den, the lion said,
I will trade you my mane for your wings.
Keep talking, brother,
said the eagle.
Without my wings, I could no longer fly.
So what?
Said the lion.
I can't fly now, but that doesn't keep me from being king of beasts. I became king of beasts on account of my magnificent mane.
All right, but give me your mane first.
Just approach a little nearer so that I can hand it to you.
The eagle came closer. And the lion clapped a huge paw on him, pinning him to the ground.
Come across with those wings,
he snarled. So the lion took the eagle's wings, but he kept his own mane.
Sucker.
The eagle was very despondent for a while. And then... he had an idea.
I bet you can't fly off the top of that great rock yonder.
Who, me?
Said the lion. And so... the lion climbed to the top of the rock and took off. His weight was too great for the eagle's wings to support. And besides, he did not know how to fly, having never tried it before. So he crashed at the foot of the rock and burst into flames.
Ow, 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 ow.
The eagle hastily climbed down to him and regained his wings and took off the lion's mane, which he put about his own neck and shoulders. Flying back to the rocky nest where he lived with his mate, he decided to have some fun with her. Covered in the lion's mane, he poked his head into the nest and said, his mate, who was very nervous anyway, grabbed the pistol from a bureau drawer and, thinking he was a lion, shot him dead.
Aw, crap.
Moral: never allow a nervous spouse to have access to a pistol, no matter what you're wearing.